No, it was just kind of a rough day overall. You guys do get into the semis, but Hoisington just seemed to be too much and had a lot of big rallies today.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think, unfortunately, anybody had their best day today. And today's kind of a day where you hope at least half, or not your whole team, has a good day. But, you know, we knew Hoisington wasn't somebody that we could sleep on. They came in number five, but playing big schools and you know, getting some close losses that we knew the competition that we were going to see. Unfortunately, we just couldn't find the holes that we wanted, and they found ours. So good job to them, and unfortunately, today just wasn't our day.
Well, I know, did you kind of have a lot of concerns? You guys beat Larned. They were a two-win team coming in, but it wasn't easy for you guys there in those two matches or two sets there. Did that kind of raise some concerns heading into Hoisington?
Yeah, you know, I would have liked to have seen us come out and put them away real quick, and we didn't see that. But we've also been a team that we can play like that one game and be a completely different team the next. So, I mean, I had faith and hope that's what we were going to do. Unfortunately, we just couldn't get, you know, rallies going. We'd score one or two and give the ball back, and then score one or two and give the ball back, and between then they were scoring 3, 4, or 5 points, and you can't win a game like that when you're trying to play catch up the whole time. And that's something that we've talked about all year long, and unfortunately today it caught up with us.
Well, I thought really the first set, it was just kind of, he fell behind big and just couldn't overcome that. Second set, you're right there and you get down four and then you come back and tie, but just, I don't know, just for some whatever reason, couldn't get over that hump when you got tied with them.
Yep, that, you know, I mean, we were in it for sure a couple different times there, and, you know, I kind of felt, you know, our intensity level built as that game went on. Good job to the girls for fighting back and not rolling over after that first one. However, again, when you're constantly fighting the battle of trying to come back 4 or 5 points, you know, eventually, if you don't do it within the first few points of the game, you can't fight back. And we waited a little bit too long.
I know it's not a good feeling right now, but still, you can take away a lot of positives throughout your season.
Oh yeah, I mean, we had a great season. You know, we have a good record. You know, obviously today isn't something that we will hold in our memory as something happy, but lots of, you know, second place in Oakley and second place in Scott City and a second place league tournament. So, I mean, lots to be proud of. You know, our three seniors, they gave it their all this year. They led this team. We'll miss them for sure next year. And but, yeah, I mean, we take away a lot from this year, and definitely lots to be proud of.
Hey, you mentioned your seniors there one final time there. Jared Roman, also Alexis Hamey and Aspen Nix, three players that, you know, stayed with the course throughout their 4 years of high school and got quite a bit of playing time and earned that this year. And, you know, just a good group of kids.
They are. You know, I started as the C team, the freshman coach with them when they were freshmen. And then I moved up to JV with them the next year and then up to varsity last year. And so they've kind of been those girls that have been with me this whole entire time. So to see them end, you know, this today and know that they're graduating, it's sad, and it pulls at my heart a little bit. And it'll definitely be girls that I'll miss because of their positive attitude every day, and just the way that they loved the game. They did. All three of them love this game, and so we'll definitely miss them next year.